was Sheep, Sheep, Don't You Know the Road, sung by Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers in 1960. I've always been fascinated by traditions in historically isolated places, such as the hills and hollers of the Ozarks in Appalachia, the far reaches of Scotland and Ireland, and islands such as Newfoundland, Manx, and the Barrier Islands of the American South. There are many instances where collectors have found older variants and otherwise lost songs and dances in these places. In this segment, we look in particular at the music and dance of Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers, a story that has everything to do with slavery and isolation. The Georgia Sea Islands were abandoned by plantation owners after the Civil War, leaving thousands of formerly enslaved people behind to unwittingly preserve a fascinating and unique culture. Bessie Jones, originally from the hills of North Georgia and granddaughter of a former slave born in Africa who taught her many songs, came to St. Simon's Island in the 1930s and joined the Georgia Sea Island Singers. The group, which was formed in the early 1900s and is still active today, was later documented and recorded by musicologist Alan Lomax. They toured extensively in the 1960s, introducing the world to the unique African-American Gullah Creole and traditions of songs, games, spirituals, body percussion, call response, sharecropping narratives, and ring shout dances. Here Bessie Jones performs a hambone number, also called juba. Hambone is an African-American style of creative movement that involves stomping as well as slapping and patting of the arms, legs, chest, and cheeks. Such innovative traditions, at times used for covert communication, were partly a result of enslaved people being forbidden to play instruments.
Hambone, hambone, where has you been? All around the world and back again. Hambone, hambone, where did you go? I hopped up to Miss Lucy's door. Hambone, hambone, what did you do? I got a saying, I fatty flu. I asked Miss Lucy when she married me. So I don't care if your daddy don't care. The first one thing was Mr. Snake. He crawled all over that wedding cake. The next one thing was Mr. Bug. Flew all over that liquor jug. The next one thing was Mr. Tick. He ate so much that it made him sick. Not him. Not him.
Throw Me Anywhere, Lord, is a spiritual with a dance called the Buzzard's Lope, where the dancer is mimicking a buzzard swooping and jumping as it prepares to eat carrion, represented by a handkerchief on the floor. British and American children's song and game Little Sally Walker has many variations. Bessie Jones once explained in an interview that the song and game narrative is a metaphor for powerlessness.
Little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer, crying and weeping over all she have done. Oh, rise up on your feet, now wipe your cheeks. Now turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the one that you love the best, and put your hand off your hip and let your backbone slip. Oh, shake it.
Iconic song Kumbaya may be the most widely known song from the Sea Islands. The words are thought to mean, come by here, and appeal to God to come and help those in need.
Come by here, my Lordy, come by here. Come by here, my Lordy, come by, yeah. Oh, come by here, my Lord, come by, yeah. Now, oh, Lord, come by, yeah. Yes, there's somebody.
At this point, we unmistakably hear deep, beautiful, and ancient connections with African styles of vocal repetition and syncopation when we listen to this song from contemporary African group Tartit from Mali. And it's always interesting to hear how modern musicians incorporate traditional music, crossing genres. Here in 1998, techno recording artist Moby sampled Bessie Jones's singing of Sometimes in his song, Honey. And finally, we finish with contemporary group Ola Bell from New York City, who covered Bessie Jones's rendition of Before This Time in 2007.
Oh, before this time in the year, I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, how long?
I sure know.
How long?
The rainbow sign.
How long?
Said no more water.
How long?
With fire next time.